Hello everyone, welcome to the Ultimate Gamer 17 podcast. Today I'll be recapping the Hall of Fame game and be telling you all the inductees that were put in this weekend, along with recapping this weekend's NASCAR races, along with big news for my channel that will be at the end of this, so stick around for that. Start things off with the first Hall of Fame inductee, Brian Urlacher. He played 7 seasons with the Bear. I believe he was a linebacker. Next one is Robert Brazil, I think. I don't know what his last name is. he played 10 seasons with the Oilers or the Titans. I'm not sure what they were called at the time, but from the way it looked, it was the Oilers jersey. And he also never missed a game, which is pretty impressive. Brian Dawkins, he was, I think, either a corner, I know he was a defensive back, but he played for the Eagles and the Broncos. Next one is Bobby Bethard. He was a He did 21 seasons as a GM. Next one's Randy Moss, who played for the Vikings, Raiders, Patriots, and Titans. Next one's Jerry Kramer, played 11 seasons with the Packers. Next one's Ray Lewis. He played for the Ravens, won 2 Super Bowls, and went to 12 Pro Bowls. Next one's Terrell Owens. He was 3rd in all-time in career touchdowns. He played for the 49ers, Eagles, Cowboys, Bills, and Bengals. Next is Hall of Fame game. The Ravens won 17-16 against the Bears. The returning RG3 went 7-for-11. He threw a touchdown along with the interception, along with the debuting Lamar Jackson, who went 4-10, also threw a touchdown and interception. On the last section are updates from this past that have happened before, since the last time I've done an episode. The Titans will be signing safety Kenny Vararco. The Patriots will be signing wide receiver Eric Decker. And also, this has happened a little bit ago, the Browns traded Corey Coleman to the Bills. Sorry, this section is a little, as you could say, short, only 2.5 minutes, but the next section will be the recap of this weekend's races of Watkins Glen for NASCAR, along with a little surprising news. Alright, on to the next section. Some surprising news that just happened this week. Hall of Famer Bill Elliott will race in the Xfinity Series at Road America for GMS. I thought that was surprising because the man is 62 years old. Well, on the Xfinity race, speaking of the Xfinity Series, segue. During the race, it rained. But it was on a road course, so NASCAR continued it because it was on a road course, and they let it go and keep going because it's raining and they have windshield wipers on the car. Joey Logano started on the pole. He also won stage 2. AJ Allmendinger won stage 2. Joey Logano won stage 1. AJ Allmendinger won stage 2. Sorry about that. Joey Logano took the lead, I believe, on that next restart. Led on to the end of the race to win it, by holding off his teammate Brad Keselowski. On to the next race, the Mustang Energy Cup Series race. Denny Hamlin started on the pole. Martin Truex Jr. won stage 1. In the next one, Chase Elliott was able to pass Kyle Busch to win stage 2, but during the pit stops, the end of the stage, Kyle Busch ran into trouble. His team could not get all the fuel in and had to pit again, and he went pretty far in the back, but the rest of the, it was like a 30-lap so stretch. He was able to climb his way back up to third, but couldn't catch the leaders, Chase Elliott and Truex Jr. Elliott was able to hold off Truex for his first career win. I was so happy. I was on the edge of my seat hoping for him to win, but I'm so glad he finally won. It took him 2.5 years. The thousands of fans that watched today, they were happy, hopefully happy for him, and glad to see that he won, and a whole bunch of people are relieved after that. I would like to say congratulations, and hopefully it's the first of many. That's all for the NASCAR section. Now, finally, for the big news regarding my YouTube channel. I will be finishing the Madden tournament and starting and finishing the Detroit Become Human walkthrough, like I said I would do before the other day. Once that's finished, so probably I'd say mid-September, these will probably be finished, most likely. But I'll be taking a couple month break from taking YouTube till the school year's over, so expect videos back probably around, I'm going to say, early June. And then, but I'll also be doing this. I'll be doing that till the end of the NFL season's over, till February. Along with that, I'll recap the game, all the games from that week, saying the scores. Along with the remainder of the NASCAR season. And then also, after the NASCAR season's over, towards the end of the year, I'm sure something will pop up with NASCAR news. And I'll say that here and there if something does pop up. Which most likely there will be at least one or two things, like a driver change or possibly even a retirement or someone signing in a higher level or something. But that'll be all from me today. Remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel, UltimateGamer17. Along with following my Twitter at thazel190. And then follow the Instagram at ultimate.gamer17. All caps, by the way. That'll be all for me. See you guys probably next Sunday night after all preseason week one's over, and I'll be recapping those. Hopefully you guys hear the intro. I think it's going to be the intro. If not, it was either going to be at the beginning, or it's going to be here after this at the end, but I'm not sure. It might be at the beginning. Might have been at the beginning, I should say. By the time you heard this, you probably would have already heard the song. It was Broken Souls by Blacklight District. So, see you guys later.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.